B'chayrus per ches mishneh hay. Before we had sveikus between two vlodis, which one was the b'chayr? Whether both of them were b'chayrim, then one of them died. But the case over there was by two vlodis that were born to two women, of course, but from one father. And the shal is klapi him, which one he's m'chayv on. Here we're dealing with two women that are married to two men. Shtei noshim shel shtei anoshim. Shaloi Bikru, both of them theoretically would be Mechuyiv. V'yoldu shnei Zchorim. Both of them gave birth to Zchorim. Zenois and Chomish Shalom L'Kohim. Zenois and Chomish Shalom L'Kohim. That's Poshut. Each one is Mechuyiv. Each father is Mechuyiv. Be paid to his Bechor. Meisechem Ementech Shleshim Yoyim. Here we're clearly talking about where they mixed up. So one of them died, and now each father has a suffix. Maybe his child is the one that died. He's not Mechuyiv. Im L'Kohim Echad Nosnu Yachzal and Chomish Shalom. If they both came to one Kohen, they could both be Moitzi together. What we have over here is, let's say they want to be Tever, the Kohen in Bezdin. There's a concept that's mentioned in Gemara called a Shtar Hasho. Theoretically, if they're both coming to Bezdin, so they could come together, and one of the two of them is the plaintiff, is the Tever, to be Moitzi Mom from the Kohen. If one of them wants to press the claim on behalf of both, then he has to have a shtar hasho, which is like a power of attorney, from the other one. The Gemara makes a sukkimta that one kohen has a shtar hasho from the other, the Rav brings it. Lamaisa, it's not clear if they both come together, at the end of the day, they're two people. So when they come together, the pashto reading of the Gemara is that they always need a shtar hasho. Lamaisa, some of the poskim, Tosfos says in Mefurish, is that if both of them are in Bezdin together, about they could be Tevei even without a Shtar Hasho. Now that's the first case, because over there, definitely the Kohen took two times Pidyon HaBen, so he has to give back one Chomish Shloim to the two fathers, and of course they'll split two and a half to each father. However, Im L'Shnei Kohenim Nosnu, if he gave to two Kohenim, and Yechon Lohitzi, neither Kohen is a Vadai Nitva to have to give back money, so each Kohen let's say the two wives and two husbands. One had a Zohar and one had a Nekev and they got mixed up in the hospital. Each father says, however, we're forgetting one important point. The father is not a Vaday Mechuyiv, but the son, when he gets older, is definitely Mechuyiv. He's definitely a Bechor. He has no question as to what his gender is. Shal is only who his father is. So v'haben chayv liftis is atzmai. Mitzvahs pidyon haben, by the way, is what's called in the Mishnah Kedushin Daf Chof Tes, mitzvahs haben al ho'av. But all those mitzvahs, mila, talmud Torah v'chule, if the father didn't do good by his chiyuv to be poida, or the father wasn't mal his son, avad the son is b'chuyiv to mal himself and to be poida himself, v'chishri is gadol. Shtei nekeves v'zocho. Over here, there's not even a Vadai Ben. Why? Because maybe both firstborns were Nekevois. Oish, Nei Zchorim, Shtei Nekevois. Maybe the two Nekevois were born first. And Kam Nekoyim Klum. Not even when the child is older. That means the son himself has a right to claim Hamoitzi Mechaveh Olav Arayah on a Sofik, whether he's Mechuyiv to be paid to himself. Mishnah Vav, Achas Bikro, V'achas Shaloi Bikro. We're continuing the case with Shel Shnei Anoshim. There's two fathers. One of the women was a woman who was Kvar Bikra, so Mela, her child would not be a Ben Zohar Bechor. V'acha Shaloi Bikra, she had not given birth previously, so her child would be Mechuyiv. L'maisev Yoldu Shnei Zchorim, and of course they got mixed up. Ze Shaloi Bikra Yishtoi Noisin Chomish Shloim L'Koyin. The one whose wife is now a Mevakeres because she hadn't previously given birth, gives Chomish Shalom L'Koyin. That part L'Koyin is Pashut. Zochor Nekeva, and Kan L'Koyin Klum. If there's a legitimate Sofik, maybe nobody's M'chuyiv of the two, so then Ein Kan L'Koyin Klum. Now the Mishnah is going to go back to the case of B'Tech Shloshim Yoyim, and we had it till now in the last few Mishnahis in the context of Sveikos. Now we're going to go back to discuss the din itself. We start with the din which is Pashut. Meis HaBen B'Tech Shloshim Yoyim. If this child died, even though the child was a Mevakeres, Afalpi, Shenosan l'koyin, even though he already gave it to the koyin, turns out he's not mechuyev. L'mafrei, he's not mechuyev. Yachsel l'chomish sloim, he gives him back the chomish sloim. Now there's an akuda li'iyun over here. You look at the Rav says that the reason why a meis b'tach shloshim yoim is not mechuyev, the Rav says Yachsi has to return the money, the koyin that is, to nefel hava. So the Rav says something which L'chay is Poshut, Rashi says, that a child that dies within 30 days, the Zman all over Shas of a Vlad being a Vaday Ben Kayoma, that he has the physical capacity to live, and he's considered a Bakayoma, not like a stillborn. So a child could be born, and theoretically his heart is beating, and his brain, and his the oxygen is there, but Be'etzim is not a Ben Kayoma, he's like a mace. The only time that that's vaday is only by a kolul chodesh, when he's a month old. It sounds like a pasuk biological mitzvahs. Lemaisa, the Gemara learns it out because it's a pasuk mufurish. The pasuk says in the pasuk pidyon haben and pasuk koyrach by matnas kunu p'duyov mi ben chodesh tifte. The Torah says mufurish that this man pidyon is lamed yoyim. So lemaisa, Tosfos, it's actually the Tosfos Bava Kamma Daf Yud Aleph, points out that the Mashmos of Rashi, it's the Pashtus over here, is that the whole din is based on a Metzias, like we said. So what happens if you know for sure, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that this Behemoth Be'etzim is a Bar Kayoma? He's hale, he's hardy. Nebuch, the Behemoth was a war, was shot, car crash, whatever it is. Has absolutely nothing to do with the baby being an Adabar Kayoma. It didn't get sick. We could say there's a chesaron biologically in this child. That would be the mashmos. The problem is that the Gemara is mufurish not that way. The Gemara in Daf Mem Tes, there's exes hakosu, like we just said, it's a pasuk. So what you have to say, Tosfos says this, Tosfos Yom Tov brings it in Mishnah Dalet, is that be'etzem, the exes hakosu, the hesber is that since that's the shteger, that's the regular mitzius that a ben lamid is when his yotzes mechlal nefel b'teres vaday, that the Torah told that avek as a dovish of vaday, that that's the age of the chiyuv. It's based on the biological reality, but lamaisa it's exerts a kosov across the board. The next question, of course, is the next din in the Mishnah. La'acha shloshim yoyim, ava bishaloi nosan yitin. What happens la'acha shloshim? Says mechuyiv. Even if the father didn't give the money, let's say then the son died. The gather of Pidyon HaBen is not that the father is buying his son from the Kohen, even though we have the Nusach, it's one of the fascinating Nuschois. In Yiddish life is that we have the Kohen saying to the father, "My boy iso tvei, do you want your son back?" So the Chayr Nebuch, what happens if you have a baby that wasn't Nifta, and then he died at the age of 2 months, and now the father certainly is not being paid him back, he's already buried Nebuch. Still the halacha is he became a Chuyiv, but it's not a proper Pidyon. The tsura of the mice is ki'ilu, he's being paid to the son back from the kohen, but the mice, what it is, it's a pure chiyuv of matnas kuna, so the chiyuv is chal. La'acha lamed yoyim, if the son died, it doesn't change the chiyuv. Now the Mishnah says a technical detail was very important in being kaveh, this man of a pinyan ben. What does it mean, lamed yoyim? Meis biyoyim shloshim, ki yoyim shalofonov. The misa on the day 30 is ki'ilu still teich hazman. He wasn't Yotze B'chalal Nefel. It's not on the 30th day. It's after 30 days. Rabbi Kiva is Chaylik. Rabbi Kiva Aimer. Im Nosan Lo Yitil. If he gave the money already to the Koyin, the Seist, on the 30th day, and the son died, whether that's considered that he's already a Mechuyi V'Aimid is a Sofik, and therefore if he gave it already, he can't get it back. If he didn't give it yet, he doesn't have to give it. What's the sofik? So look at the Rav explains b'ktzora that shloshim yoyim could mean 30, and on the 30th day is already the zman ha'mechuyev. L'maisa, there's two psukim where the Torah wants to say a ben shloshim, and the Torah actually says mi ben chodesh umalo. One is in Parshas Bamidbar mi ben chodesh umalo legabe the b'koyd kol b'chor zochor legabe the b'chorim that was switched for Leviim and Kehanim. One is at the end of Sefer Vayikra and Pashas B'chukosai L'gabi Erichin. We'll learn Mitzvah Shem soon. Maseches Erichin, and over there also it says Ben Chodesh Umalo L'gabi, defining how much the Erich of a person is. Because of that, we have a rule called Shnei Ksum Abon Ke'echod. If the Torah has to say over something twice, that means when the Torah says, Miven Chodesh, why does it have to say Umalo? Umalo means above. That means past the month, on the 31st day. Why does it have to say that twice? Just say Ben Chodesh. Evidently, Rabbi Kiva says, there's at least a Mokum L'Stapik, that the Torah wants to tell you that only these two places have that clause of Ben Chodesh Umalo that has to be day number 31. Ken Zayin, that Pidyon HaBen, where it only says Ben Chodesh Tifteh, doesn't mean day 31. That's his Sofik, and Memela, Im Lo Nosan Lo Yiteh. Meso av b'toch shloshim yoyim. Let's say the father died toch shloshim yoyim. Now, the question is not whether the child is mechuyev to be nifteh. That's klar. If the father was not poedim, so he'll be mechuyev himself. Agav, the mashmos will be over here, b'hemshech ha-mishnah, that at kama that we don't know, we assume that the father was not poedim, then we won't be goyvim in a chosov. The son, likeshe yigdal, will have to pay out of his pocket. Why don't we say that afterwards, let's say the father has four sons from a different marriage, but he does have a ben zochu who's a peter imoy from a different younger wife, so then why not say that they could be goyvim, the kehanim could be goyvim from the father's nechosov? The answer is very pashut. We've mentioned before that this is mom and she'en le'toivim. That means there's nobody really to press the claim in Bezdin. Unless you get all the Kehanim in the world to sign a power of attorney, and then they're all being goyved together, which of course is not practical, the sons could be doicha any kohen who comes and say, maybe we owe the money, but not to you. The son, that means the bechor, won't have recourse to that type of delaying action, because at the end of the day, besides for a choyv, he's a mechuyv in a mitzvah. If the father was not poedim, he's mechuyev al mitzvah. Bezdin will be koifoi, so it pashut to be mekayim his mitzvah, the same way they'd be koifim to eat matzah, or shake a lulav, or sin the sukkah. So they'll be koifim to be mekayim his chiyev mitzvah. The gabi, the sons, older sons, from a different marriage, there's no choyev as pidyon haben. They certainly don't have a mitzvah to be poedim to their brother. That's a mitzvah on the father, or a mitzvah on the son, if the father was not poedim. They don't have a personal obligation. Elamai, somebody has a schus to be goyve as a choyv, because it's like any choyv on the father, who's going to be goyve exactly? The mitzvah they're not mechuyev to, nobody over here practically will be goyve. So the only one who will have to pay that off will be the son when he grows up. Now, the question is whether you could assume that the father, if he died unfortunately, maybe he paid already. Again, he's not mechuyev till Yom Shloshim. So what happens before Yom Shloshim? On that, the Mishnah says, Meisah b'tech Shloshim Yom, b'cheska shalei nifta. The assumption is, people don't make a pidyon haben before day 31. Ad sheyovi raya shenifta. Fakeret, the assumption, the b'cheskas, is that he's loy nifta. La'acha Shloshim Yom, b'cheska shenifta. Normal, a father was paid to his son because that's the day. Again, if the father was in the hospital and his Rechman son dying, so then you can't assume that he was paid to his son. But Stam is a regular Erlich Yid, and it's a month and a half after, and Nebuchadnezzar was walking across the street and he was hit by a car. You have to assume that he made a Pidyon HaBen, even if the pictures are not around, because that's the mitzvah, is Mutalas Allah B'yem Shleshim V'yachot. So over there, he's Becheska Shenifte Ad, Sheyomru loy sheloy nifta. It's sound a little bit striking, the loshen over here. In the Reisha, it says that during Lamed Yoyim, he doesn't have to pay. The son could assume that his father paid. Ad sheyovi raya. In the Sefer, you look, sheyovi raya in some of the prints is in brackets, is in parentheses, but in brackets there's sheyomru loy. It sounds like a different girsa. What's the chiluk between the two? So the Rishonim explained like this. In the Reisha, the assumption that he for sure didn't pay is almost 1,000%. Which, why would a person pay Pidyon HaBen if he's not mechuyev teich lamed yoyim? There's also a basic assumption with choyvos that ein adam pereya choyve teich zmane. Befrat, over here, the choyv is not just a choyv, it's a mitzvah, for sure he didn't pay. So the only thing that's going to be mechayev the son to pay is atshiyovi raya, which is another way of saying until Edim come. It's so poshut, the black and white assumption, that Edim would have to come and say that he was not poida, and then the son would be mechuyev to pay his own money. La'acha lamid is an assumption, but it's not an ironclad assumption. Lamaisa, it's not poshut that people pay choyvis even when they're mechuyev. Very many people procrastinate on choyvis. Now, it happens to be this is not Tanam Chayiv, it's a very special Chayiv, it's a Pidin HaBen, you make a Shechiyonu, but at the end of the day, Gidroi Shel Hadavar is a Chayiv, and there's no Vaday that a person paid his Chayivus on time. Very many people don't. Therefore, it's enough to Sheyomru Lo over here means that the father on his deathbed said, be paid to my son. We don't say the sons could say, ha, the father's not Neman. There's a Klora Chazaka that he definitely paid. If Yomru Lo, that would be enough to upset that Chazaka, and then the son would have to pay. We would have to assume that it wasn't paid, and the son, Lekishu Yagdil, will have to pay out of his pocket. One last din, which is also mentioned in the Sugya in Kedushin Dav Chof Tes, that talks about mitzvahs HaBen Al Ha'av. There are certain mitzvahs that are shayich to a newborn child, L'moyloi, L'ftoisoi, L'lam de Teira, and the mitzvah is mutl, the Kima mitzvah, even though it's chal in the son, but it's mutl on the father. L'moyloi, the son is the oral. The one who's going to be chayiv koros if he dies without a bris milah is the son. However, the mitzvah that says, Yimol b'noi, b'sar alosoi. The mitzvah of pidyon haben, even though the choiv is a choiv that's mutl, it's the son's pidyon, but it's mutl on the father as a choiv. Now the shaila is, what happens if a person has two chiyuve pidyon haben? Who liftois u'benoi liftois? The father has a son, and all of a sudden, this could be very common by Bali Tshuva, it comes to his attention, he's a bechor himself, his father was never paid to him. Stories. Who kaidim is benoi? He pays for himself first. Why is that? Mitzvahs atzmoi adifa from mitzvahs benoi, which is mutl alav. Even though he's mechuyev in both, but over here it's mitzvahs atzmoi, and the other one is mitzvahs benoi hamutl alav. So he's mekayim that first. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer benoi koidmoi, shemitzvosoi al aviv umitzvahs benoi alav. To be paid the son comes first because his mitzvah originally was his father's mitzvah. Umitzvah's benoy olov is that his son's mitzvah was him, which is a very interesting point, and it's tamua. Lamaisa, right now his father was delinquent in carrying out his chiyuv. He's now mechuyev. What's the difference if originally his chiyuv was mutl on his father, so therefore his chiyuv for his son is more his faket. The chiyuv benoy is shayach to the ben. It's mutl alav, but batsim it's the ben's pidyon. His own pidyon is his own pidyon. And truth to tell, the Rav speaks out over here from the Gemara. The Gemara names under that's poshut. The mitzvahs atzmo is koidim the mitzvahs benoy hamutelas olav. The machloikis over here is in a very interesting and very unique case. The case over here is that the father has a son. We'll call the son Reuven. We'll call the father Yaakov. And we'll call his father Yitzchok. Yaakov, who now has two chiyuvei pidyon haben, Reuven's and his own, because his father Yitzchok was never paid him, yarshened five sloim's worth of karka from his father Yitzchok. He sold the karka. And now what he has biyodoy is he has five sloim of cash. And there's also nechosim mishubodim, the halacha is that a bal choiv could go collect minechosim mishubadim. The nechosim of the koyin, or rather the nechosim of a father who has to be mekayim pidyon haben, are mishubad l'shevet kahanim. And because of that, there would be a svara to say that a koyin, any koyin, or the designated koyin, let's say, could go be goyve from the nechosim that Yaakov inherited from Yitzchok, his father. Because Bechaye Yitzchok, the Nechosim were already Meshubit. And if they're Meshubit already, when Yaakov yarshened them, he sold them the Nechosim Meshubotim. And a Balchoiv, i.e. Shevet HaKuna, any Kohen, could go be Goyva from that. So better, what the Yehuda is suggesting is that first be Poid de Benoi with the Chomesh Sloim, because then he has nothing on hand, he's broke. And now Behechrech, the Kehanim, will have to go to the Chomesh Sloim of Karka, which is Meshuvah, they'll be Goyva from there. It's an Eitzah Toiva, how he could be Mekayim. He only has five Slaim. How can he be Mekayim two mitzvahs? The Teretz says he has five Slaim in hand. He has five Slaim of Karka that are by the person who sold it to the Kehanim, could go be Goyva from there. So what's the Machalikis? So the Gemara brings a Nusach over here, where the Milva HaKsuva Bateira, a milvah which was not made by two people, but it's a milvah that the Torah was mechayim for a certain situation. Whether we see that as a milvah, as a choiv that's kiksuva b'shtar damya, and it has a din in the chosim shubon. The halacha that we just mentioned, that when Yaakov owes money, or rather when Yitzchak owes money, the karkois that he owns are meshubit. And then if Yaakov yashin, and Yaakov sold, a bal choiv could go collect, even though it's no longer in the reshus of the bal choiv. That halacha being goyve from meshubodim is only on a milvah ksuva b'shtar, we discussed earlier in the perek. Therefore, it depends whether you see Pidyon HaBen as like a milvah ksuva b'shtar. That's the machlokes. Well, the milvah ksuva b'toyru, k'ksuva b'shtar, damyu. The famous kash over here, it sounds as a davar poshut, that if he has five sloim in his possession, he's mechuyif to spend all his money on the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. What happened to the fact is a famous halacha that for a mitzvah, say a person's only mechuyif to spend ad chaymish nechosim. A person doesn't have a lulav, he's not mechuyif to go broke, he's mechuyif to spend up to a fifth of his nechosim. The Vilt answers that this is really a kasha by every choiv. Every choiv, a person has $100,000 of debt, personal debt. A bali choiv could come collect. The Gemara says the reason why a person is mechuyif to collect, to pay a choiv, primarily is because there's a mitzvah. Mitzvah lefroya, choiv. So why not say that the mitzvah is only mechayiv mat choymish? So Reb Chaim famously answered, it's printed in the Chedusha Grach al Shas, in Ksubis, that the money that a person owes is not really his. The money that a person owns legitimately, he's not mechuyif to spend all of it, only if 20% on a mitzvah. But if the mitzvah gufa is defining that the money that you own really should be going to somebody else, then it's, you don't have any rights to that money. So you have to give it. Pidyon HaBen is not only a mitzvah, but it's a choiv, as we've mentioned. So since it's a choiv, we see the money as belonging to the Shevet HaKohuna. There's no limitation of only spending 20% of one's assets.